Terry Young is on the committee behind the new festival. Thanks for joining me.
It's a pleasure. Thanks for having me, Pia.
A pleasure. Now, why are you starting up a new folk festival at Mount Rowland?
It all started as an idea at the Irish session at the Royal Oak at the beginning of this year between Kate Case and I, who's one of the other committee members. We were just dreaming of a sweet little festival, something small like a folk camp under the guise of a festival and with the quality folk music to bring the community together, but a really community building and fun weekend. And then that idea has grown into a reality.
And I'm guessing an awful lot of work to get that idea to a reality as well.
Yeah, certainly more than we were really thinking about at the Royal Oak on a Sunday afternoon.
But that's how all great ideas start, hey?
Absolutely.
So what makes a folk festival distinct from just another music festival?
I think that folk festivals are inherently intergenerational and participatory. I think those are two of the things that make folk festivals really distinct. They're about learning and building community, and it's about providing a sweet and earnest and non-commercial space for people to connect and for magic to happen. And at the same time, there is really quality music, some really wonderful acts from the mainland and from Tasmania, all around Tasmania, who are coming. But I think that the thing that's at the heart of folk is that it's not just people watching amazing musicians on a stage. It's really a community creation and requires participation. And there's a lot of workshops, a lot of involvement and dancing and singing and learning. It's not a passive experience.
I like the sound of that. So if we get into some of the details now, what sort of lineup do you have? Who are some of the people that you're really excited about bringing?
Everybody who's on the lineup, I'm very excited about seeing, and I'm disappointed that I know that I'll be so busy over the weekend that I won't get to see everybody. But some of the people I'm most excited about seeing are Jane MacArthur. She's an ex-Tasmanian songwriter. Well, I think she'd probably still identify as Tasmanian, but she lives in Melbourne these days. But she's known and loved in Hobart, but she's been away for the last 6 or 7 years. She'll be playing with Luke Plum, who's another extraordinary Tasmanian multi-instrumentalist. There's Ben Salter, who's I know him from his gin club days. He's a really great songwriter and performer. Claire Ann Taylor, I think your listeners will be really familiar with her work. There's a songwriter from the Philippines called Celine Yap. She goes by the artist name of Littlefoot, and she is just one of the most moving social justice songwriters I've heard live. She's going to be coming down, which I'm really excited about as well. Yeah, and Zach Henderson, who you just heard just a couple of minutes ago.
So. Yeah. So, I mean, you've got a real mix there of sort of local, national and even international artists. With a festival like this, it's the first time it's been on, you're creating it. What's your bent on sort of celebrating local talent and giving them a platform?
I think that's a really important part of what we're doing. It's a big part of what's guiding us. I think that there's not any compromise required, and therefore why not? We're so lucky in Tasmania that we don't have to compromise on quality if we want to have a local lineup, and therefore it just makes both fuel efficiency and cost efficiency sense to just invite everybody from the island, with a few sort of sprinkles on top of people who are flying in, but really the bread and butter of this festival are homegrown, which is just really exciting. It gives it a really authentic, distinctive feel.
You mentioned workshops and the like. What sort of other activities have you got going on?
There'll be a big bush dance on the Saturday night. There'll be a choir every morning, which I'll be leading. There'll be a poet's breakfast each morning, which is a chance for people to get up and recite poems, either their own or other people's. There'll be an open mic stage, dedicated open mic stage. There'll be workshops, both music related and non-music related. So some of the music related workshops, we've got a songwriting workshop that Claire Ann Taylor will be running, an instrument making talk that local instrument maker Daniel Browkley will be leading. Carl Thorne, local banjo player, will be doing a music theory workshop, and Emily Shepherd and Yen NG will be doing a workshop about exploring alternative tunings. And there'll be a natural, so some of the non-music related workshops we'll be having is a natural dyeing workshop, so people can bring a garment or a bit of fabric and they'll get to actually dye it with natural products in the workshop. There'll be opportunities to learn how to call bush dancers and to play for bush dancers as well. And then at the bush dance, people can even get a chance to get up and try out their new skills. There'll be yoga every morning. There'll be a bushwalk and a weeding session.
Right, so you've pretty much covered off on everything. Yeah. And there's something for everyone.
Yeah.
With all of that, what sort of interest have you seen in this inaugural event so far?
Yeah, lots. Lots from families and kids. We've got a really great kids program, so we've got lots of kids coming along. People from all over Tasmania. I think that there are a few people from the mainland who are coming down as well. But, yeah, mostly people, lots of locals, which we're really excited about. We wanted it to be a real local community celebration. So we've got, I think, a really great mix of people of all ages and from all parts of Tasmania and different walks of life. So we're about three quarters of the way sold out. So I have a feeling that there won't be tickets available very far into October. So if you are interested in coming along, then you should. We're almost sold out of accommodation. So there are still some camping spots and still some dormitory beds left. But you've got to not delay for too long.
Well, I, for one, am very excited to see how the inaugural Mount Roland Folk Festival goes. Sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. Terry Young, thanks for telling us about it.
Thanks so much for the chat, Pia.